This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Kia ora e ho mā, no mai, haere mai, ko Hannah tōku ingoa, and you're listening to That's The Ticket. Now, February is here in the countdown for Hamilton Arts Festival. Toiora ki Kirikiriroa is like on. It is on, fam. So naturally, I'm keen to hear all about this year's fest. So I've got good friend of the show and Haftok Associate Director and Publicist, Nick Walsh, is back for a yarn. Welcome back, mate.
Good to be here. Thanks, Hannah.
It's always nice to catch up, isn't it?
Yeah, it seems to come around quickly, eh?
It does, and I feel like we always manage to cover a lot of ground. Even before we went on air today, the chat was like, Nick just walked in and we're just like, bah, 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 bah. But it's always good and it's always great. And it really does come around fast.
It does, yeah.
With the festival, and because it feels like it goes, and then it's like you just straight back into planning the next one, right?
Yeah, kind of. I usually get a little bit of a break myself. Jeff Turkington, the director, he's pretty much round the clock.
Yeah.
Because as soon as the festival's over, he needs to do all the funding, acquittals, and all that kind of admin side of stuff as well. I usually have a few months off from working on the festival. But, yeah, again, it does seem to be not long until I have to start thinking about it again, which I'm always happy to.
And I mean, I guess, you know, Haftok or Hamilton Arts Festival, Toiora ki Kirikiriroa, you know, I'm going to do the, like, what is it, when is it, where is it, that sort of thing, if you want to hit me with your best shot, mate.
Sure. So it's a performing arts festival.
Mm.
It's Hamilton, Kirikiriroa's performing arts festival, and has been for over 25 years, primarily based in the Hamilton Gardens, which is a magical thing and our, you know, sort of unique point of difference. But we also have events happening elsewhere around town.
Some of the other theatres are involved, which is always cool.
So Rivoli Theatre, the Meteor Theatre, in the past we've activated all sorts of different spaces around town as well. So the program really runs the gamut on performing arts. So anything that you would put in that category is pretty well represented in the program, be it comedy, theatre, dance, music, music of all varieties.
Yeah, I was going to say the limit really doesn't exist with this festival.
Yeah, and most recently we've added literary readers and writers festival to Haftok as well, and so this year will be the second year of Hamlet, Hamilton Literature, our Readers Writers Festival, which is essentially, a mini festival that happens in the first weekend of the festival, which I should say runs from the 20th of Feb to the 1st of March.
Ka pai.
Yeah.
And I do love Hamlet in the sense, because you guys are like, you know what, we've already got one festival, let's put another festival within the festival, just to level it up some more. But it's great that it's returning, because I know last year was the first kind of crack at that one. And I think, I mean, it's a pretty stacked lineup for that
it
one.
Is yeah I'm actually I'm really really proud of the program for Hamlet. It's really stacked. There's a lot of authors that you know, people will recognise, and you don't have to be a super literary person to find something in the program that you'll be at least intrigued by. That's going to be really exciting. It's mostly happening in the Charbar Garden at the Hamilton Gardens, which is a beautiful space and one that we have used for festival events over the years, but it'll be really nice to see it being used so much over the first weekend of the festival.
And remind me, like, the full festival dates, please.
Yeah, sure. So it's the 20th of Feb to the 1st of March. So essentially, across 2 weekends with we have events happening on the Wednesday and Thursday in between the 2 weekends as well.
Yeah, because, you know, no day off.
Yeah. let's get it all in.
And, I mean, I don't know if you'll actually know the answer to this question, but do you know roughly the full number of events that are taking place?
Yeah, there's 49, I believe, ticketed.
Okay, you do know that answer.
Yeah, we counted them.
Wait, 49 ticketed?
Yeah, and, you know, like, there's obviously some shows where there's multiple sessions for. And that also doesn't include what's happening on our festival hub stage, which is activated from 5 p.m. every night of the festival and is free for people to come and check out. So, yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot.
Yeah, there's a fair bit, mate.
Yeah, and I think there's something around 800 different artists are coming as part of the festival.
Is this your biggest one yet?
Not technically.
Okay.
It's slightly smaller than last year, but I don't think you could really tell, particularly with Hamlet being in there as well. So it's pretty close to being on par.
I mean, we love all our Hamilton Arts Festivals equally, but it also is always a competition. No.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's a competition to you, dear listeners, of how many events you can make. Friend of the show, Yvonne from Right On for the Arts, I had her on near the end of 2025 and we were talking about the festival.
Right.
And she's like, I'm pretty sure I am going to at least one show every night of the
Amazing.
Festival.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a big supporter and, I mean, just of arts in Hamilton in
Absolutely,
general.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
And I just love to hear, you know, people just being like, yeah, this is my time and I'm just going to be at the festival.
Totally. Yeah, it's kind of, I feel like I sort of get that experience, obviously working at the festival where I feel like I'm living at the gardens for the 10 days of the festival.
Yeah.
But in terms of like actually watching shows, I don't get as much of an opportunity. So absolutely would encourage people to do that. And we also do have a discount whereby if you purchase GA tickets to selected shows, for 3 shows, you'll get a 15% discount across the 3 shows. So that's sort of an incentive for people to, do just that and sample as much as you'd like, as much as possible.
And so is there like a closing date for that multi-buy deal or is it running
just
goes, right up?
Yeah, it just keeps going. Yep.
I love that.
Yeah.
Short
so
team.
It's not across all shows, but the vast majority.
Yeah, it's a fair whack.
Yeah.
And I guess you could just multi-buy, right? So I could get my first 3 and then my next 3 and the discount continues. We love to see it.
Yeah.
And I guess I've kind of touched on this a bit, but, you know, this is the 2026 Fest.
Mm.
You know, I want to ask how 2025 went.
2025 went really, really well. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it felt significant for us as a team.
Mm.
And I think just the feeling from everyone, including the artists and audience, was really, really positive. It was, sort of financially speaking, our best festival ever.
Mm.
And so, yeah, we were feeling pretty sort of buoyed by that going into this festival, and especially in the context of things being where they are in the world and in New Zealand, and it's a tricky time, and a lot of festivals have folded over the last few years, and obviously COVID and tough economic times, etc. Oh, we don't want to get too bogged down with all that stuff, but it is sort of remarkable that we have been able to keep going and not only keep going, but seem to be on an upward trajectory, which is really cool. Yeah.
No, I think it's important that you get real, air quotes, about it and, you know, talk about the financials a wee bit here, because I think it's important that people know that their attendance and buying tickets, like, it really is part of the bigger picture.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And it is an important conversation to have. And I mean, this is something that you and I would talk about off air, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, I think most people don't take into consideration all the different costs that go into putting on a show.
Yeah.
And when you really think about it and break it down, there's many, many different costs. And despite all that, we really do make a point of trying to keep the tickets as affordable as possible.
Mm.
And a lot of these shows, you won't get to see shows of this caliber in many other places for the same price.
No.
Even you know, 2 hours north in Auckland, you'll be paying more for sure. So
And I mean, it is important, and I don't know if there's any funders you want to highlight, but like this festival, you've got a great team of funders who help kind of, I want to say, keep the lights on, even though it's kind
quite
of outdoors. Literally. But yeah. I mean, you still have lighting outdoors, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, we literally couldn't do the festival without them. And to sort of name a few, Well Energy Trust, Creative New Zealand, Hamilton Gardens, obviously a massive one, Grassroots Trust, King Street, who work with us on our design and marketing, ACLX, our incredible
just local
team.
Legends in their own right.
Absolutely, yeah. We've got Busset as well as a delivery partner, media partners, Waikato Times, Media Works, Brainchild, who have actually been a massive help this year. They're really awesome. Air New Zealand, that's another new one. That's been huge for us, having their support. Novotel, Hamilton Tainui is another new one. And then, of course, our event partners, the Meteor Theatre and Rivoli Theatre. The list goes on, but always happy to give those guys a shout out, because it's, we're a charitable trust.
Yeah.
Literally couldn't happen without their support. So
100%. Yeah. And again, just always like giving a mic moment to the people who help make things happen.
100%. Yeah.
And, you know, this is the thing, like, anyone who gives their time or gives their money or their patronage to not only the festival but the arts,
right,
like, thank you, keep doing it.
Yeah.
We all need it to survive.
We
do. Nick
we
and
really
I
do.
Need it to survive.
And quite literally,
I want to circle back, because you were talking about Busset being a delivery partner.
Yes.
And I think I've seen some stuff online about this, but you can travel by bus to the gardens for free, or is it if you've got an event ticket?
No. Yep. So there will be free bus rides to the Hamilton Gardens all of Feb.
Great.
It's the number 17, so that's the Hamilton Gardens University Service. And you don't need a Hamilton Arts Festival ticket or anything. You can just jump on at any point along that line, the number 17 bus.
That's awesome.
We're really just encouraging people to get to the Hamilton Gardens and make it as easy as possible.
Yeah, there's and I mean, I know historically, and I assume it is still like a big kind of part of the kaupapa behind the fest, is that you guys have like zero waste or very minimal waste, right?
Yeah, that's something that's ongoing, and we're always trying to do better at that. But yeah, absolutely, having this bus service is another way of sort of minimizing that carbon footprint. And, you know, even just from a sort of logistical perspective, when you have really huge events like Sunset Symphony, where we can safely expect sort of like 4,000 to 5,000 people, if they're all driving to the gardens, get a bus if you can, because that's a lot of parking.
Yeah, no,
that's a lot of people to be competing with for a park.
Well, and as an attendee, I mean, I'm lucky because I'm based in Hamilton East, so I usually just walk to the Symphony.
Perfect, yeah.
But, like, if there's a bus and that part of my journey to the event is planned, it's right. Like I just have to be here at this time, and then I just sit on the bus, and
absolutely.
Then I'm at my event, like, tick, job done. Like,
totally.
10
totally.
Out of 10, no notes on that.
No notes.
It just makes it so easy.
All
I got to remember is my ticket and I'm good to go.
Right. And if you want to have a beer or two, you can do that without having to worry about driving. And so there's a lot of pros for taking the bus.
Yeah. And I imagine if you want to find out more, you can do so at on the Busset website or the Hamilton Arts Festival website.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Busset website's got all the info, or you can just look us up on the socials as well.
Man.
Kat, who's a colleague of mine who works on the festival and is also at Busset, she's worked really hard on making that happen, and has put out a video on the socials explaining how people from Auckland can come down to the festival on the Te Huia train service. So we're really just trying to make it as easy as possible for people to get here. And we do find that increasingly we're having people coming down from Auckland, which is awesome. So we're really trying to encourage more of that.
Yeah, well, I mean, with the lineup that you guys have, I'm not surprised people are making the effort. But we can get into that in a bit, because I want to make sure I fit in song breaks, because Nick was an absolute G and gave me some songs. And this first one is a tip, I guess, or a hint to an artist who you've got coming through. I've got A Thing Well Made, The Mutton Birds, or Don McGlashan.
Yeah.
So you've got him coming through?
We do, yeah. Don McGlashan and the Others, his band. It's going to be amazing with special guest Holly Smith,
who
a lot of people will have heard of as well. I really love this song as well. I think it's a beautiful song. And he's sort of a national treasure.
Yes.
I reckon.
He's gone past local legend to national treasure.
Yeah, that's right.
But enjoy this one, Nick.
Thank you.
One of those AK-47s. for some collector down the line.
That was Don McGlashan's A Thing Well Made. And I'm talking about a thing that's relatively well made on That's the Ticket today. Welcome back. You've got me, Hannah Mooney, and friend of the show, Nick from Half Talk, which is something that is relatively well made, I would say.
Yeah, we hope so.
We try.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I guess this is a hard question to answer, but I'm gonna shoot my shot anyway because, you know, I'm kind of an annoying radio host like that. And I know that you do a lot of mahi in the, like, curating the program for the festival. And so I'm like, what can attendees expect?
From the festival?
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Just read the entire program.
Yeah, no. I'm not going to do that. But I will start. Yeah, I think what people can expect, what we've intended with the program this year is to create a joyous atmosphere. And although that might sound a bit like sort of arts speak, it's actually not. And what I mean by that is that we've picked, for the most part anyway, acts that we think will spark joy. And I think it's important because
times is hard,
yes, and it's easy to feel a bit overwhelmed with all the negativity that's going on in the world, and yeah, we really want people to just be able to come to the festival and to sort of leave that at the door and enjoy their time and sort of, yeah, just get a new lens on things. If I was to be a bit more specific,
yeah, hit me.
So yeah, there's really everything from sort of quite risque cabaret. I'm thinking of the likes of Dirty Laundry.
I was gonna say, I was telling a colleague of mine that I was talking to Nick from Hamilton Arts Festival, and she was like, "Oh, you need to ask him about Dirty Laundry."
Yeah. So that's the team who's putting that together is called Briefs Factory. They're from Australia, and we've been working on getting them over for quite a few years now, so we're super excited to have them. They'll be performing across the first weekend of the festival. So that that's sort of like one end of the scale. On the other end of the scale, you've got something like Sunset Symphony, for example, which is
family event.
Yeah, iconic event that's been happening for as long as the festival has. It's a free event. Very family friendly, bring your kids along, and then all the way to something like Flamenco Danza, which is flamenco dance and guitar in the Medici Court. Black Comet, sort of psychedelic funk rock in the Surrealist Garden. And I think the way to look at it is there's all these different acts and events that are all different and they're going to give you a different experience, but then the other way to look at it is they're all in these different venues mostly within the Hamilton Gardens. So it's a really cool way to experience the gardens as well. I'd really encourage people to look at it from that perspective of like, oh, cool, I'm going to go see something on the Surrealist Garden. I want to also make sure I check out something in the Medici Court or on the Rhododendron Lawn or the English Flower Garden. We've really tried to tap into using the spaces that the Hamilton Gardens has to offer as much as possible for this year's festival. I mean, we're continually trying to up the ante on that one. I think we've done a pretty good job of it this year.
Yeah, I feel like the limit doesn't exist with you and your team. You're always just kind of pushing it.
Yeah.
In like a positive way, but I'm just like, every year I'm always just like, oh, okay, this is new. Good luck.
No. Yeah.
While you're talking about, you know, primary venue for the festival, Hamilton Gardens, I assume this is correct that if you have an event ticket, you don't need a My Gardens pass.
Not strictly speaking. So, right. So if you have an event ticket,
you're able to enter the event. Of course, absolutely.
Yeah, you do. You wouldn't need to double up. No, absolutely not. Yeah.
Just in case anyone's worried, we've got people coming from out of town.
If you don't have
a My Gardens pass, but you have an event, a ticket to an event that is in one of the closed gardens, you can still get to that event.
Yes. But for example, if you had a ticket for a show that was in the evening and you rocked up in the morning, you would need to get a pass.
So, yes.
Yeah. I mean, I hope it's fairly intuitive that how that works. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you live in Hamilton especially and you are yet to get your My Gardens pass, consider this the time, guys.
Consider this the time. Yeah.
But I like fully agree that this is a great opportunity to experience, especially again, I'm kind of preaching to the Hamiltonians here, but like experience the spaces that a lot of us grew up with in a different way.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, even the festival hub area, so where the Hamilton Gardens Information Centre is backing up onto the Turtle Lake, that area is going to be really transformed. There's going to be food trucks and a stage, but even beyond that, there's going to be stilt walker characters whose costumes are themed around the gardens. So there'll be like a ladybug and a grasshopper and all these things. So it's really like, we're trying to transform the gardens into this sort of whimsical, joyous place.
We're going all in, fam.
Yeah, exactly.
we're fully sending it and we love to see it.
Yeah.
And I guess I touched on this when we kind of got back from that first song break, but obviously your involvement in the festival was just like all-consuming and a lot. You know, I know I already kind of touched on how you spend a lot of time in the festival programming space.
Is
that still true?
Yeah.
B, do you still find joy in that space?
Yeah, it is still true. Jeff Turkington, so the director of the festival, he does the bulk of the programming. I suppose the way that we try and look at it is I've been doing a lot of the music programming and the community stuff, but that line gets pretty blurred.
Yeah, I feel like once it's going, it's going. Eh?
Yeah, exactly. And I think like sort of increasingly because it's essentially Jeff and I working on the festival, just the two of us for the better part of the year. It's kind of whatever needs to be done. And then I'm also, I also do the publicity for the festival and a lot of the marketing stuff with help from others, most notably King Street Advertising, who we couldn't do the festival without. So we work really closely with them as well. But, yeah, it really is that sort of role where it's like whatever needs to be done, and especially during the festival it's kind of like moving chairs, traffic management.
Yeah.
You know, everything.
You do it all.
But it's fun. I like it, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, I feel like, I guess because, you know, we've grown close over the last... How many years have you been on the festival?
Oh, I've lost count.
I know. This is the thing.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like... I can always, not always tell, but like when I see stuff, I'm like, oh, this seems like this is up next, right?
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Like, I feel less like that because I know that you guys program the festival for the people, not for yourselves.
I always
look at a gig and I'm like, oh, this seems like something Nick would
enjoy. Yeah, I'm sure you're not wrong about that. Yeah.
But I think, you know, you touched on it at the top of the show in that the program is so wide. You know, it's everything under every genre. And I know it's a bit cliche, but the something for everyone.
Yeah, right. It is cliche, but then it's kind of like cliches are cliches for, they're there for
exactly.
a reason, right?
Yeah.
And it is hard not to say that sometimes because that's the reality of how we're trying to program, you know?
Yeah. And I guess that's my thing is that is what you guys are trying to do, right? You're trying 100%. To find those pockets of joy for people to experience.
Yeah, and also throwing in things that are a little bit left of field. It's an arts festival, and I guess that's like the difference between an arts festival and just like a summer festival. It's like we're trying to put in some unusual stuff and things that are going to get you thinking, rather than just like a purely capitalist, for want of a better way to put it.
Yeah.
Where, you know, we're, let's put some shows that are going to sell.
Let's get abstract. Let's get fringy. Let's get original work. I feel like you guys are a great platform for original works or like people's first tours.
Yes.
I think you guys are great kind of great at facilitating that.
Yeah, we definitely try and do that. And especially, I suppose, for some of the community shows where it's like it's a bit of a platform.
Mm.
And just somewhere interesting for people to perform. Everyone's always excited to perform in a garden, you know, like it's unusual. It doesn't happen in many other places across the country, so.
Yeah. And it's also, if it's works that you've seen before in a theatre, so I'm thinking of Soliloquy, an original play by local creator and just general artistic Swiss Army Knife, James Smith, that premiered at the Meteor it was either last year or the year before, and now it's back for the festival.
Yeah.
And I think they're in the Japanese
garden. Yeah, they are.
And I'm like, I've seen that play, but I'm like,
it's going to be different.
I want to see that play different. Yeah, like, it's just, I mean, you don't need me to tell you that it's exciting to be a part of, right? You're living it.
Totally. Well, and it's like, I don't know, like that's a perfect example. I couldn't have thought of a better example myself. And it's like that garden as well, the Japanese Garden of Contemplation, it's such a lovely little garden. And one that we haven't used too much. We've definitely programmed stuff in there before, but I don't know that we've programmed something quite like Soliloquy in it before. It's a great example and one that I'm excited to see.
Yeah, I was just excited to have the opportunity to share that I have looked at the program.
I can tell.
If you're wanting to look at the program, you can go to the Hamilton Arts Festival website, or you can just find them around town. There are quite a few places, right?
Yeah, we're trying to get them all around the place. But for sure, the website's a great place to get them. Your public library will have them.
Probably the gardens, I assume.
The gardens has tons of them. all the eye sites have them, the council building, the museum.
Great.
Our partner venues and then, like cafes and other spaces around
honestly,
the place.
Honestly, it'd be more fun if you could try and, like, go to see how far you can get without finding one, I would say. Yeah. Like, it's
that
like a fun challenge.
That would be more challenging, right?
Then just call in, don't call in. But no, I think it's about time I break for another song and an important segment. You may remember this one. It's time for Rick's pick.
Oh, yes, I do. How could I forget?
Yes. Actually, I think when Nick sent through his songs, he's like, just so Uncle Rick doesn't get the top spot. And I'm like, he's always going to get the top spot. Yeah. He's got a segment, Nick. Know your place.
I had to try though, you know.
Yeah, and so if you're listening and you're like, what are Hannah and Nick on about? Rick's pick is a segment I have here on That's the Ticker, and basically I have an Uncle Rick. He is a great listener of radio, great listener of music, has been That's the Ticket's biggest fan for the past 5 years. This is the sixth year of That's the Ticker. It's insane. And when I started the show 252 episodes ago,
yikes.
I know. You look like you're 250%. No, I'm kidding.
No, I feel like it.
And when I started the show, 252 episodes, Uncle Rick was like, here's a list of songs that I like, and each week you can pick a song from the list and play it, and we'll play Rick's pick. And every week we have, and now I have this thing no one asks, but I do it, where I try and pick a song that's on theme with what I'm talking about or who I'm talking to. And I've gone, Mum will enjoy this one, Kia ora Mum. And it's a Queen song. And it's Don't Stop Me Now.
Nice.
Because I believe that this is being covered or played in Sunset Symphony, because I went on the Orchestra Central website where you can see the full program for the Sunset Symphony. If you're like me and you want to know what's being played in what order, that is a good place to go. And I believe they are doing Don't Stop Me Now. So, you know, it just did my job for me, and then it was on the list, and it's a match made in heaven. So, Uncle Rick, as always, thank you for your picks, and I hope you enjoy this one, mate.
I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive. Floating around.
shooting star, leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car, passing by like Lady Godiva. I'm gonna go, 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 there's no stopping me. I'm burning through the sky, yeah. 200 degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light. I wanna make a supersonic man out of you. Don't stop me now.
I'm having such a good time, I'm having a ball. Collision course, I am a satellite, I'm out of control, I'm a sex machine ready to reload like an atom bomb, about to
explode.
I'm burning through the sky, yeah. 200 degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light. I wanna make a supersonic woman.
That was this week's Rick's Pick, Don't Stop Me Now, and don't worry, I'm not going to stop. Welcome back to That's the Ticket. Cheers, Uncle Rick. You'll be pleased to know that Mum has texted me and said that she approves and loves the Queen. So everyone's winning. I'm winning because I've been having a lovely catch-up with friend of the show, Nick from Hamilton Arts Festival. As per usual, we're covering a lot of ground. Mm. I'm going to keep coming in, like, I was going to say coming in hot, but, like, you know, asking slightly challenging questions. I just feel like it's hard with a festival to be like, what is it? You know, because it's so much. But I guess the question I want to ask you next is, you know, first-time festival goers, any hot takes, hot tips?
Okay, that's a good one.
I mean, we've already got one, which is catch the bus for free.
Catch the bus for free. That's a good start. Yeah. Go get a program. Go get a physical copy of a program so you can look through it.
Yeah, write it down. Highlight stuff.
I think if you go to the back of the program, you'll see the timetable, and then you can kind of plan out your day. I find that's a good way to approach a festival. The other thing would be just to come down to the Hamilton Gardens and hang out at the festival hub.
Yeah.
There'll be food, there'll be live entertainment, and that's all free.
Yeah, it's a good way to warm in it.
Yeah.
Warm into it.
Yeah, and even if you don't know what's going on that day, you can come down and just have a good time and see what's happening. And sometimes that's kind of the most fun way to do it, because you end up seeing something you might not have planned to, and... Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what this festival does really well, in that you guys make it really easy for people who want to plan their journey and plan their whole festival and stuff. But then you can also do that thing. If you just want to rock up and decide on the day, that opportunity is there, and it's really easy to do that too.
Yeah. I feel like some of the best festival experiences I've had sort of outside of the Hamilton Arts Festival, because I'm working it, have been the ones where I've just gone and haven't had any expectations and just, you know, bumped into something really cool.
Yeah, there's just so much potential for that with Hamilton Arts Festival 2026. And I want to be a bit cheeky with this one, and it's okay if you can't answer it.
Mm.
But are there any, like, Nick's picks or...
Yeah.
Any shows or events that you want to plug or that you're looking forward to?
Sure, yeah.
Even though we love all our events equally.
Of course, yeah, absolutely. I would like to shout out The Voice of Vision.
Okay.
Which is happening on the first weekend of the festival.
Mm.
It's by Identity Dance Company, and it's going to be on the Rhododendron Lawn. It's a huge mashup of hip-hop, dance, choreography, lights, loud music.
Yeah.
Sort of a feast for the senses is how I'd describe it.
Okay. You have my attention.
Yeah. And I've seen video footage of the show, and it's incredible.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'd shout out that one. Flamenco Danza is one that I'm also looking forward to. Just flamenco music in the Medici Court. I think it's going to be really cool.
Have you guys had flamenco in before?
We have, yeah. Well remembered. Yeah, that was a few years ago now. And it was in the Medici Court, and it was really special.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's a good chance this one's going to sell out, which will be cool.
Nice.
And then I'd probably also just shout out the Hamlet program.
Yeah.
The whole damn thing.
Yeah, she's going to be lit, fam.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. There's a really good mix of authors and different topics. So, yeah, definitely check that out and come along to at least one session.
Yeah.
The tickets are really, really affordable as well. So,
You heard it here first, guys. And then before I do my last segment, which is upcoming events, I want to ask if outside of Hamilton Arts Festival, Toyota Ki Kirikiriroa, which is obviously the main focus at the moment, but is there anything else on the cards for you, Nick, that you want to talk about?
Yeah, I've got lots of music to come out this year.
Great, we love to see it. Well, we love to hear it.
Me and my friend Rachel Hope Perry, who's a local Hamiltonian and also an incredible artist, we've got a project called Big Sigh.
Nice.
And we'll be releasing a record through a label called Sun Return, which is based in Tamaki.
Yes. I'm on their mailing list.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, they're really cool. They've got a really, real cool roster of acts. So, that's something that we'll be putting some time into this year, which is exciting.
Okay. I love to hear that, Nick.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for asking. Appreciate it.
Oh, I mean, you know me. I'm always going to ask because I'm a nosy radio host.
It's your job, right?
It is the job.
Right.
But, okay. Well, keep me posted because I'd love to give it a play, mate.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll keep you posted.
But now I'll give Nick a little break and go through some upcoming events. I mean, you can interject if you feel the need, Nick.
Okay.
But here are some of the cool creative happenings coming up in Kirikiriroa, Hamilton, in the not-so-distant future. So, as we know, the stage is set for Hamilton Arts Festival to return on the 20th of February to the 1st of March. The program is out. Tickets are available now. Just go to hamartsfestival.co.nz and you'll find your way. The Meteor has a fusion concert. Oh, no, I have misread that. Sorry. The Meteor is running Movies at the Meteor as part of the festival. Is that the first or the second week? Remind me. Nick is frantically looking at his program because I have bungled my notes.
There's a few movies running, so it just depends on what you want to see, but they've got Shrek, The Lord of the Rings,
the whole trilogy, Rocky Horror, and
Sione's Wedding.
And Eagle vs Shark.
Yeah, it's
so
gonna be really fun.
Go to themeteor.co.nz for that info. And then over at Clarence Street tomorrow, they've got the Down Under Bunker Comedy Night. So that's the 11th of February, with more info on tickets at ticketek.co.nz. And yeah, just one last plug for the Hamilton Arts Festival website. Just go look. It's pretty much all that's happening for the next little while. And also shout out to Rivoli Theatre, which is another venue that's hosting. Yeah. I think they've got The Rug in and some other shows.
And Supping with the Devil, which is actually another show that I would shout out. It's just a really interesting, got a really interesting theme to it. Get to the Rivoli.
Yeah, get to Rivoli, get to the Meteor, get to the Gardens and get amongst the festival. Whew, as I often like to say, this is not the definitive guide to everything that's happening in the Tron, because otherwise I wouldn't need a guest, and Nick's kind of fun to talk to. So, as always, just support your creative mates, support your local venues, like, just get amongst it. And then I guess all that's left to do now is I've got one last song from Nick, and it's Candy by Rosalia.
Yeah.
And... Yeah. Please tell me why you picked this.
Oh, I just love Rosalia.
You just love it.
Yeah. There's a sort of a pretty tenuous connection to flamenco in her music. So I was going to tie it to the flamenco dancer show at the festival, but more than anything,
she's
really cool. Yeah.
I mean, we deserve to play music that Nick loves, because I think Nick deserves to listen to music that he loves.
I'd love to hear this on the radio driving around in my car and turn it up really loud. So
okay. Yeah. Please do that if you can do so safely. And Nick, thanks so much for making the time. I know it's probably relatively busy at the moment for you.
Yeah. Always a pleasure. Yeah, it's always a good time.
I mean, you know, I'm looking forward to hopefully doing the same thing again next year, and I'm sure I'll catch you at the fest, eh?
Absolutely. See you there.
Yeah, but to my lovely listeners, you can bet I'll be back soon with a fresh episode of That's the Ticket. But until then, please book your tickets to Hamilton Arts Festival and enjoy some candy. Mate wa, team.
Vestida con ese Fendi, bailando plan vela de candy. Así tú te prendaste de mí el día en que yo te conocí. Sé que tú no me has olvidado, no me has olvidado, no me has olvidado. Solo tú no me has olvidado, no me has olvidado, no me has olvidado. Ya no te quiero como antes, me rompiste pero solo en parte. Quedaba tu clave para pensarte, pero de olvidarte yo ya hice un arte. Ya no me acuerdo de tu cara, la forma de tu cuerpo ni aunque la pensara. Hay demasiado que nos separa, la vida es bonita pero traicionera. Vestida con bailando plan mela de candy, así tú te prendaste de mí el día que yo te conocí. Pero tú no me has olvidado, no me has olvidado, no me has olvidado. No me has olvidado, solo tú.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.